Good afternoon, The Exotic Fat. This is Emily.
Hello, Emily. It's Naomi. How are you?
Well, hello. I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm all right.
How are you going with the babies?
Oh, mate, they are so small.
They are so stinking cute, aren't they?
Oh, my goodness. They are just adorable.
They are.
And they run and talk and jump. You
their
don't need to watch.
Popcorning is crazy.
Yes, they are. They popcorn like there's no tomorrow. And, like, I don't watch TV. I just watch them. It's incredible.
They are so happy with you.
They are. They're so happy. So Dudley has little supervised visits. He has a supervised visit and he goes back into his cage because they're too full on for him.
Yep.
But he enjoys the company.
Good.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. No, well, and that's like, I think Chrissy was saying to me, that's what she suggested for you to do anyway, is just slowly have their play dates until they're at a stage where you can't have them in all together and he's not accidentally going to sit on one of them.
I know, because on the weekend, that video I showed you, at one stage he popcorned, and I thought he was going to, like, land on the on one of them because the way he just moves, and they're, like, running underneath his feet, and it's like, oh, my God. So, you know, last night we had Max on the couch with us, and I had MJ up with me, and he was sniffing Max, and Max just let him sniff, and then he wanted to sit underneath him. He likes to sit underneath Dudley. He likes to get in, like his mother kind of thing, and he did the same with Max, trying to get under Max yesterday as well, and Max was like, what's going on here? But Max was so laid back with him as well. It was like,
oh, good.
And Max has been very interested in them. Ever since he hears them squeak off their chops, he's always like up, oh, what's going on?
He's like, what is that noise?
Exactly.
Do you
he's always
babies in his house?
Yeah, exactly. He's very interested in what's going on.
Yep.
He's really showing, like, oh, interest, what's going on? He's been lovely with everything. So that's so nice.
Oh,
so I was in tears. At the refuge, Cindy comes up to me and she goes, I'm so glad it's you who's adopting these boys.
Yeah.
I went, really? And she goes, She goes, because you know what to do with them if they somehow don't get along one day or something. He goes, we know that. She said, I know that you know what to do.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, thank you.
That was
so nice.
Sweet.
It was really nice. Like, it was just a nice experience.
Yeah. Oh, that's great.
Yeah, that was really nice. And then when Dudley decided he was happy as well and he did some popcorns, that was just made my day. So he's such a funny chap. I'm glad he had a car trophy for the day before so he could keep up.
Yes, that's right. Lumbered up.
Exactly. I think he needs another one. He's like, I think I'm sore now.
Oh.
From all the babies running around. They love him. They have been trying. The white one tried to jump on Sunday night into his cage. He was doing jumps. He was jumping.
Oh,
he was trying
God.
To get in. So I had to separate. No broken legs.
<That's> right.
But, yeah, no, they are so bloody cute.
Oh, very good.
They love him dearly. Hey, now, can I ask, can I book Maximus has to come back in for an eye checkup and Dudley has to come in for a nurse cartrophin injection.
Mm-hmm.
So can I book one in for Friday afternoon so Dudley can scream the joint down and Max get his eye looked at again, please?
Yeah. I've only got a 2:00.
Perfect.
Okay, excellent.
I will take it. Is that with Brog?
Yep.
Yep, perfect, yes. Perfect.
Alrighty. So
and yesterday...
I sent
baby photos to Dr. Vanessa yesterday.
And?
And she was like, oh, my God, they are so cute.
Yeah.
And she said, thanks. And then she texts back saying, thank you for thinking of me. Okay. All good. She's like, they are so cute with lots of exclamation marks.
Yeah.
And then she's like, thanks for thinking of me. I'm like,
oh. That's very sweet.
That's nice, thank you. So, you know, I thought I'd better tell her because we were always going, no more, no more, and then here.
Yeah,
I have these brand new two who are full of energy and life and they're keeping me occupied very fast.
Keeping on your toes.
They do. The little white one got out. He was an escape artist.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, but that's okay. His cage has fully got baby grids, but then I let him go into Max Minzerito's cage.
Yeah.
not Doritos, into Dudley's, and Dudley's got the adult Gats, and he went straight out, wandered around. He was very happy.
Yay, freedom.
He exactly gave me a small mild heart attack.
Yeah, well, you know, got to keep down your toes, like we said.
Yeah, that's
so
funny.
So I've got MJ in.
Yeah. Do not add it. I don't know yet.
Okay, we still don't know.
So we have been through Ghost. We have been through Casper, Spiral. Now, maybe Mabel.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah. So
MJ and Mabel.
It could be MJ and Mabel, yeah. Because at the moment, David said he doesn't like Spiral. He says it sounds like I'm trying to cough, like I got the cough medicine or something.
Oh, my goodness.
So.
Okay. What about MJ and DJ?
DJ. Yeah, because I was thinking of, like, we at the moment we've got Dudley, Dorito. Then if we've got Max and MJ, then I'll have to have a Mabel with her M. I don't know. Yeah, DJ.
Ah.
Maybe DJ because then I'll have my DDDs and my,
M. Food for thought. Lots to think about.
Yeah, that's correct. At the moment he's got a few different names.
How old is Dudley?
Dudley was an unknown quantity when we got him.
We don't have an age for him on his file.
Oh, okay. Well, when I got him on the 1st of December, it will be 2 years this year.
Mm.
I believe he was maybe 18 months, guessing.
Okay. So you think he's about like maybe 3.5?
So maybe 3.5, yeah.
Okay, cool.
When I asked the owner, because even Brock said to me on Friday, he goes, how old is he? And I went, maybe 3.5?
Yeah.
And I asked the owner, the previous owner, but they were like,
They have ages?
They have ages, yeah. I was like, you know, they didn't care. So, I don't know.
How's your mum?
Hey, yes, she's going well. She's having another cut on the 8th of October.
Okay.
On the arm. So they want to take more skin.
Yeah.
You can tell this that's playing on her mind because every day she's reaching out to me and she's being very clingy. So on the 8th of October, I'll take her back to the hospital for another cut to be done. But they said that because the skin's quite flappy, you don't, on the back of the arm, they're not going to take a skin graft. They can just pull it all in. So that's
good. She's
even
just
going to
have she's going to be ripped on one side. Being
correct.
Nice
plastic surgery on one side and make it look really good and the other side will be all. So she said that, so she's quite happy with the idea of no skin graft. She's quite happy with that.
Yes.
So that's really
that
good.
That is very good.
Yeah, so she's doing all right.
Oh, excellent.
So on the 8th, when she gets it done on the 8th, I'll have to be a little bit more around that weekend
to
help out, stuff like that, because it will be a bit more sore. Because even now still, it's been nearly 2 weeks since the first cut, and she's like, oh, that's still very tender.
Yeah, I mean, it would be a very sensitive spot, I can imagine.
Mm-hmm. And then I think that this other cut's going to be a little bit more painful. It's going to take a long time to heal.
Recover, yeah.
Yeah.
I think they're going to go into muscle or anything like that too.
Yeah, that's right. So then today she's gone down to see my grandma with her brother to say that, you know, no more mum can't keep caring for them. This is just stupid.
Yeah.
They've got to get a manager in to manage her plan and stuff. So this has got to all change.
Yeah, that's it.
That's right. So now you can look after yourself and actually go and get your skin checked instead of letting it sit there for 2 months before you go.
Yeah.
Not on anymore.
Nope, not acceptable.
So, mum's trying to protect her mum, then I'm trying to protect my mum. It's just this vicious circle going around at the minute. But all of my mum's brothers have agreed, no more. It's got to be done by a plan manager now.
Good. At least they're all supportive and all in the same boat.
Oh, 100%. Everyone's been really supportive and wonderful. So
yeah, that's fantastic.
Mum's being very good about it now. Because to start with, they would not. They were like, no, we're not paying a plan manager, blah, blah, blah. And now it's like, well, sorry, it's going to have to. And now they're all like, yes, pay one. So big change now. So that's good.
Oh, very good.
Anyway, then next week I'll bring the babies in on a day that you guys are in them so you can see them.
Oh, sounds great.
But I have to bring them on a day Brock's there because Brock said he wants to meet them.
Yes, and Kiri, I think, wants to meet them too.
Yes, I just don't know if that's all going to be on the same day, so I may have to do two visits.
Ah, that's all right. She's here Wednesday to Friday.
Yeah, not this week, hey. She's on holiday.
No, next week.
Yeah, I'll do it next week.
She'll be here on Friday this week, but it's just too many carriers for you to bring in.
That's right. I know, if I bring my two other boys, I'll just bring my two older ones, and then I'll bring the young ones in the following week. They'll still be little.
That sounds good.
So they're not going to grow huge in 2 weeks.
Oh, no, they'll be right.
They'll be fine. Mm-hmm. They'll still be jumping around like there's no tomorrow. Trust me.
That's it.
So cute. So cute. I was like, I can't remember. Yeah, I'm like, oh my gosh, last baby was Teddy and Leo and Missy. I've gotten all the other ones as adults. So I've forgotten how tiny they are.
They're so small. So
they
small.
Are.
So delicate.
Yeah, they are. They're so delicate. And then they, like, climb on my shoulder and sit on my shoulder, and I'm like, wow.
What is happening here?
Yeah. I'm trying to handle them every day so they get used to it.
Yeah, good.
And then they'll be more friendly.
Yeah.
Being handled and sit with you instead of...
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So they'll be little ferals.
Instead of little ferals. Correct. They're not being little ferals. They're so damn cute. So thank you. I'm going to let you go so you can get some work done.
Oh, good.
It has been lovely to chat.
Afternoon.
Yes, you too. Take care of yourself. And
I'll
definitely see you on Friday.
Yes, I'll see you then.
Yeah, who's waiting this week? Is Al back?
No. He'll be back on Friday. On Saturday and Monday. But I'm working Monday to Friday to cover Kiri.
Oh, wow. Oh, who's working on Saturday? Because I'm bringing my mum's girl in for her name.
Yes, Al and Sharon.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It'll be all right.
Okay. All right.
Bring her on Friday if you don't want to.
Yeah, just chuck her in mum's carrier.
Yeah.
Because she's got curly nails. They're, like, curled.
Ah, okay, yeah.
That's what it's a bit like.
Well, earlier in the week, Chrissy and I are here.
Yeah, all right. I might see what I can do. Yeah, I definitely wanted to bring her in when you guys were there. So I'll consider. I'll see what Friday is like.
Yep.
2 o'clock on Friday is absolutely amazing. All right, you take care of yourself and I'll catch
up
with you then.
All right,
talk soon. Bye.
Thanks.